Well, there's one event that'll get underway in a couple of weeks' time, and it involves our West Coast Angels, and they take part in the LGL, the Ladies Gridiron League. They play at NIB Stadium. The new national competition has five teams from around the country taking part. Our very own Angels, a team from Melbourne, Canberra, Adelaide and Brisbane, and we've got two of the players that have joined us here in the studio for a bit of a chat and maybe give us a bit of an idea on how the season's going to shape up. And we've got certainly Nicole Harvey. Nicole, very good afternoon to you.
Hey, how are you going?
Great, thanks for coming in. And also Claire Billings. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, it's just nice and close to the mic so we can hear you loud and clear. No doubt excited about the start of the season, Nicole, a couple of weeks away. How are preparations?
Yeah, well, we've been preparing for quite a while now, so I think the girls are just keen to get the game going.
It's been a bit of a revamp, hasn't it, Claire? The league actually took a bit. It was a bit controversial a few months ago, and there was a new league formed. How's it all come together?
Yeah, it's come together really well. You know, the leagues are better. Now it's run by an Australian group, so, yeah, we're all excited.
That was the problem, wasn't it? It wasn't run by an Australian group, is that correct? It was run by certainly another entity that seemingly wasn't delivering what the players and the competition were expecting.
Yeah, that's right. We weren't looked after. And in this league, we're looked after quite well.
For those people that don't know much about the LGL, can you give us a bit of a snapshot on what it's all about and how it's played? And really, as I said, there's a national competition about to get underway. And you're playing at NIB Stadium, where, of course, the Western Force play and also the Perth Glory. So it's a great venue.
Yeah, correct. So NIB is our home ground. We're really lucky to have them on board as it's an amazing stadium. The Ladies Gridiron League basically is, like Claire said, run by Australians. So they've got the Australian culture and the Australian feel under their belt as a bit of a weapon. We know what the Aussies like. We know how we play sports. So I think it's going to take off really well.
Tell us about the league. How competitive will it be this year, do you think, Claire?
I think it'll be quite competitive. We've all been training hard, you know, most of us for 2-3 years now. So I think, yeah, it'll be very competitive.
How do you balance it between, we're talking just off air, you know, you're both employed. Claire, your job profession is?
Yeah, I work at a physio clinic.
Physio clinic, yeah. And yourself?
I'm a fitness coach.
So, yeah, you had to balance it, don't you? Have you got time to balance that? Is it a serious commitment?
It is a big commitment. I mean, we train 4 to 5 times a week, plus our own training, and then we've all got full-time jobs, or most of us, or others are at university as well, so it is a full commitment.
I'll tell you what's a key is broadcast, and people these days, particularly sports that are minor sports, always look for television exposure, and the league has got it.
Yep, we certainly have. We've got Foxtel on board with us, so we're really excited to have that exposure amongst the team and the league.
How important is that?
Very important.
Mm.
Yeah.
So will all your games be covered? That is, all the games in the LGL be covered?
Yes, every single game.
That's fantastic. So tell us about the team strengths and how do you think you'll compare to the other teams in the competition?
Okay, so basically I think that we've got a really solid base of professionalism around us. We've got some amazing coaches behind the West Coast Angels and they just understand the way that our delivery in terms of on and off the field is super important just to make people realise that it's not just a bunch of girls running around. It's like athletes who dedicate a lot of time and a lot of themselves to a sport that is potentially one of the best in the country.
Nicole, what attracted you to the sport?
I was sort of attracted by a dare.
Dare?
Yes. One of my friends just kept pestering me to try out and I finally caved and made the squad, made the team and have never really looked back.
Claire, yourself?
I actually began in Melbourne last year and, yeah, sort of similar thing. I had a girl come up to me at the gym in Melbourne and she just asked me what I did with myself and I just didn't really say anything and she just said, oh, come down to tryouts. And so I did in Melbourne and then moved home back to Perth at the beginning of this year and decided to join the WA side.
So you're both locals?
Yes.
And what about the actual squad? Is it made up of mainly local players or have you got interstate players as well?
No, we've got all local girls, all West Coast girls, so it's nice to be able to have like a real strong sense of West Coast feels behind us.
Claire, how do you think Australia will take on the new look at LGL? Do you think it'll attract a lot of attention? And what are you hoping to get out of the inaugural season?
Yeah, I think it'll attract a lot of attention. It's just about getting out there first and, you know, making people aware of it. You know, if you come to a game, it's just not about girls, you know, playing gridiron. It's, you know, girls that hit hard and, you know, have trained hard. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to the season starting.
Now, I'll get to the question a lot of people want me to ask, because no doubt the uniforms have been very controversial previously in the previous regime. I heard they have been altered a bit for the new league. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, certainly. They have been altered quite a lot. Now it's, you know, quite similar to what, you know, track and field athletes wear or beach volleyball players wear. You know, it's the crop tops and we've got bike shorts. So, yeah, it's definitely more, you know, coverage and a lot of the players feel a lot more comfortable.
I was just going to say, Nicole, do you feel more comfortable now with this new uniform than the previous one?
200%, yeah. For sure. You just don't have to have that worry of, like, is something going to be seen on field and on TV? It's just about the game right now, and that's all we're focusing on.
So no doubt what you're trying to develop now with this new league is credibility. That's very, very important. Of course, also entertainment. Are they the two big factors?
Yeah, I definitely would say that we are aiming for making sure that people understand the professionalism behind the squad and behind the team and behind the sport, and also just making sure that people get what our message is in, you know, we love the sport and we love the atmosphere behind it. It's not just a hobby. It's sort of become some sort of a lifestyle for all of us.
Yeah. What about the rules? How much does it differ from, say, the NFL and the gridiron that we see on pay TV at the moment?
It is quite similar to men's NFL. However, we've just got modified rules. Mm-hmm. We don't have 9 players on the field. We've only got 7 aside. Our quarters are shorter.
Yep, field's shorter.
Right.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you got interesting positions too. Tell us, Nicole, you play tight end. What does that mean? And what sort of role is that?
Actually, I've grown to love my role. It's all pretty much about protecting the quarterback, who I'm actually really good friends with. So mm-hmm. it's a very giving position. No one gets through me to touch her is basically my role. I'm also eligible to catch, which in the men's league they're not allowed. So it's a bit of a diverse role, but I absolutely love it.
Claire, in your position is safety, which is interesting. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I'm opposite to Nicole. I play on the defensive side. Free safety is the deepest man on the defense line. So mm-hmm. I sort of read and react to the play. And, I can't let the ball go past me or a player go past me. So if they do, it's my fault. If they score a touchdown, my fault,
which she's not
going to
do.
Oh, so you got a very responsible position. Tell us about your coaches. Who are the people that basically tutor you and making sure that the game plan works and, of course, you record victories?
Okay, so our head coach is Kev. He's an absolute legend.
What's his surname?
Kevin Wilson.
And what's his background?
Lots in his background. He coaches the juniors team here in WA. Mm-hmm. He's also got state level and national level coaching as well as playing himself.
So he's quite experienced.
Very much so.
Yeah. And how big is the coaching staff?
Yeah, it's quite small, but big enough, I suppose you could say. We've got 2 strength and conditioning coaches. We've got one who is Joey Dell. He works at Onyx Fit in mm-hmm. Mirra Lake. So some of the girls go there Tuesday and Thursdays for strength and conditioning. And we've also got Lee Whitehead.
Right.
Lee Whitehead, who works at F45 West Leederville and F45 Airport.
Right.
So some of the girls, you know, if they're that side of the river, they go there for Tuesday and Thursday strength and conditioning.
Good. As I mentioned, in the national comp, we've got the West Coast, we've got Melbourne, Canberra, Adelaide and Brisbane. So tell us about the format of the season. How many games do you play and how regularly do you play?
We have 2 home games, which are coming up in the next month, and we're just making sure that the rest of the season's going to roll out well.
So is the season sort of locked away yet, or just the early games are locked away?
We've got the early games locked away, and then we're just waiting to see what happens.
Okay. What do you mean by that, we'll see what happens?
As in, I think the rest of the fixtures are just yet to be administered.
Right. So the first game is in 2 weeks' time. Who do you take on board, and when is it played?
Yeah, so we play Saturday the 14th of November. I think kickoff is at 7:30 at NIB, as you mm-hmm, mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we play Adelaide Phoenix.
How much do you know about them?
Well, they haven't played a season before, so they're new into the competitions.
The actual inaugural season's kicking off tonight. They should be playing now, so
right.
We may or may not have some scouts at their game watching.
Will you get a lot of people coming along, hopefully from a curiosity point of view? Is it one of those new sports that you encourage? If you don't know anything about it, come along. Like myself, I haven't seen a match. Now, if I come down in 2 weeks' time on a Saturday night, sit in the grandstand or in the outer and view it, will I be entertained? And what makes it an entertaining fixture?
Oh, you'll definitely be entertained.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you underestimate the strength of some women out there in sports. And I think, you know, if you do come and watch a game, it's just unreal. The
athletic prowess of the girls?
Yeah.
Is it a fast game?
Yeah, this is why it's been modified to the men's game. I always compare it to like 2020 cricket.
Yeah.
You have your long test matches and then you have your 2020 cricket, which is a lot of fast pace, fast speed. We're constantly working on our athleticism, our speed, our endurance, just making sure the game's rolling out really quickly so then people get a really interesting view of the sport, as well as making sure it's entertaining for everyone.
Okay. Well, I'm interested. I'm keen to come along and have a look. How do I get tickets and how do I get along?
We're on Ticketmaster.com.
Ticketmaster.com, yeah.
Yep. And if you look up the West Coast Angels on Facebook, we can also share the link through there.
Good stuff. And no doubt looking forward to it. And I suppose you're getting quite excited. It's arrived. It's only a few days away now. And you're no doubt hoping it's going to be a great season for the West Coast Angels.
Yeah, certainly. It's been a long time coming.
Good on you. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much indeed. I know you've come in from the outer suburbs of Perth, Nicole Harvey and Claire Billings. And can we ask you the question, could West Coast win another title? Can we bring the title here to Perth by the time the season's over?
Without a doubt.
Oh, very confident. Thanks, girls. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There you go. Claire Billings and also Nicole Harvey talking about the West Coast Angels. Gets underway, as I mentioned, November the 14th. NIB Stadium. Ticketmaster is where you can secure tickets and also get on their Facebook page. And you'll find out all about the details.